Welcome to Transforming Energy, the NREL podcast, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy's National Renewable Energy Laboratory. We're highlighting the latest in clean energy research and innovations happening at the lab. I'm Karen Jeremin.
And I'm Taylor Mankel.
Taylor, today we have a very special episode. Instead of talking about the amazing work happening across the lab like we do every other week, we're going to take a moment to focus on what motivates our research and inspires our people.
It's
NREL's vision to achieve a clean energy future for the world.
Right you are, Karen. Everything we do, from laboratory research to hiring and retaining staff to our engagement with partners and the community, is motivated by our mission to deliver solutions for the clean energy economy. Let's chat about what is motivating this work, Karen.
Right. There are three major drivers that we focus on: climate change, pollution, and biodiversity loss.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty big topics.
Yeah, kind of a big deal. And these are big problems that require big solutions. Mm-hmm. To help address climate change, NREL is committed to cutting carbon emissions 45% by the year 2030. NREL is also committed to reducing air pollution, plastic waste, and non-renewable materials to prevent disease, premature deaths, and protect our ecosystems. And our work aims to minimize the destruction of global ecosystems and habitats to preserve and protect plants and animals.
These are big goals. I'm sure frequent listeners of the podcast know that the projects and collaboration NREL takes on address many parts of the energy sector and society. Our work focuses on three major research areas: integrated energy pathways, like modernizing the energy grid; electrons to molecules, which sounds complicated, but means using electricity to convert molecules like carbon dioxide into clean, high-energy fuel; and finally, the circular economy for energy materials. For this one, think about recycling. NREL wants to reduce waste by keeping recycling and upcycling in mind from the very beginning of all of our projects.
And this work is not easy.
Right.
For NREL to achieve its goal, we must work with the best and the brightest and those with diverse perspectives who will spark new ideas and innovation. We recognize that the clean energy solutions we develop at the lab must work for everyone.
Exactly. That means leading an energy transition where solutions are designed inclusively and the benefits of clean energy are equitably distributed. For decades, NREL has been a leader in applied clean energy research.
Energy equity is at the center of our work. We collaborate with historically marginalized communities and our partners to address energy challenges and implement solutions. We analyze the benefits and burdens of the energy transition pathways and prioritize community energy goals before implementing solutions.
For these solutions to be successful, we need to make sure they make sense for communities. We all have a role to play in the clean energy transition.
That's right. And key to this is the example that we set internally.
Yes. At NREL, we believe clean energy solutions that work for diverse communities start with a diverse workforce.
Our staff bring knowledge and expertise from across the globe. This is necessary to ensure our clean energy solutions are equitable. Fostering an inclusive work environment maximizes our unique talents and ideas.
I think NREL's lab director, Martin Keller, explained it best when he said that to create a more inclusive workspace, you have to start at the top.
Because of this, DEIA, or diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility, are at the core of everything we do.
This is so important because to achieve our vision for a clean energy future, all staff must feel empowered to speak up and contribute their ideas.
There are many things that make NREL a great place to work, like how NRELians are encouraged to bring their full selves to work and to support one another's personal and professional needs.
From our energy justice programs, university partnerships, education programs, and employee resource groups, there are so many ways to engage.
We've talked about employee resource groups before on the podcast, actually.
That's right. Yes, listeners will remember that we were introduced to them back in September 2023, for Hispanic Heritage Month. Shout out to the Hispanic and Latinx Alliance for hosting an awesome month-long celebration.
Shout out all the way. I really enjoyed watching those videos that they posted on social media, and we had a Learn Spanish Over Lunch session that was hosted throughout Hispanic Heritage Month.
Oh, yeah. The staff-led employee resource groups are a great way to meet people and learn new things. The 10 ERGs, as we call them, represent NREL's diverse and growing staff, and they host opportunities for engagement and finding community at the lab.
More than 3,700 people work at NREL, so finding community is very important, right? To feel connected. Finding groups that provide support, mentorship, and professional development opportunities are a great way to grow and to thrive.
People are at the core of everything we do. We're all needed. All of our experiences, voices, and perspectives to help achieve NREL's vision for a clean energy future for the world.
Taylor, you know, every time we talk, I feel a little more energized about all the work we're doing at the lab.
With the wordplay, too. Yeah, it's very true. Big things are happening here, and I'm really glad we can be a part of it.
Yeah, for sure. Listeners, if you want to learn more about NREL's mission, vision, energy justice work, or our employee resource groups, you can head over to nrel.gov. There's so much to learn, and today we've only just scratched the surface.
That's right. Also, check out NREL's social media and listen to more of episodes in this feed. If you have any suggestions for future episodes, let us know what you want to hear by emailing us at podcast@nrel.gov.
And be sure to give us a positive review on your favorite podcast app. 5 stars. We would appreciate it. Thanks again, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with more news from the lab.
This episode was written by Natalia Small. Our theme music is written and performed by Ted Vaca, and episode music by Chuck Koenig, Jim Riley, and Mark Sanseverino of Drift BC. This podcast is produced by NREL's Communications Office and recorded at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Colorado. We express our gratitude and acknowledge that the land we are on is the traditional and ancestral homelands of the Arapaho, Cheyenne, and Ute peoples. We recognize and pay respect to the Indigenous peoples from our past, present, and future, and are grateful to those who have been and continue to be stewards of this land.